Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Mindset Monday, Jim and I's exclusive Monday evening call, where we bring tips from the top and a lot of information, varying types and styles that will all designed to grow your business with Jim and I. We've got a special guest tonight. Most of you know this already. My name is Jim Anderson. I'm the Vice President of Sales for Jim and I, and it is my host. It's been my pleasure to be your host for this evening's call. And without any further ado, I want to tell you we have a very, very special guest, someone that that I've gotten to know. I've said this a few times, but there's several leaders that I have gotten to know over the last several weeks that have made a very quick impression on me. Someone like the guest tonight has stepped up and stepped out and has certainly demonstrated a clear leadership ability and a desire to and a willingness to lead from the front. And it's very, very exciting to meet people like that. And I've had the pleasure of meeting a number of one of those over the last 30 years in this industry. And we have one tonight that certainly fits that category. Her name is Miss Crystal Pitts. Crystal, welcome to the call.
Hey. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, Crystal. You look delightful as always. Got that big smile on there. You're always beaming. I've never seen you down, so don't tell me you ever get down because I don't believe you ever do.
Yeah, I do a lot of that one.
Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's going to be a great pleasure for all of us to hear what you have to say. Crystal, and I know you're a great neighbor from the north. I know you're from Canada. What province, what city are you near? And just a little bit of background for people that haven't had the pleasure to get to know you a little bit. Just a little bit of your background.
Sure. So, yes, my name is Crystal Pitts. I live in just north of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, in a little town called Martinsville. We are about 5 kilometers out. We live on an acreage. We have 3 daughters, twins that are 22, and an 18-year-old daughter. And my husband is a pipeliner, so he has gone working way up north, even further. And I am a registered nurse by trade, lactation consultant experience, and have been in network marketing now for just about 5 years with the same gentleman, which is fantastic.
It is. Yeah. Also, that same gentleman would be? Who's the same, so the same gentleman?
J.R. Jordan.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I wanted to give him a little shout out. He's an amazing leader and a great companion for sure. I've had the pleasure of knowing him for quite a few years as well, Crystal, and you're absolutely right. All right. Well, Crystal, you certainly, as I said, are leading the way. You're obviously a demonstrated leader and been very successful with Gemini. And what I like to do, as you know, over these calls, over these last several weeks, is to bring people like yourself on that would be willing to share, when I say tips from the top or your method of operation, daily method, that type of thing. Let's just start from the get-go. What do you do? What is your daily method of operation, Christian? How do you start? What kind of tools do you use? Let's just start there and see where this goes.
Sure. So for daily method of operation, so depending most, now that I'm working casual, I am home a lot more. So I do have a bit more flexibility, excuse me, than others. But for that, number one, I start my day with gratitude. So, and then I do 15 minutes of reading. And then from there, I will hit on to the different support groups that I've joined in Facebook and add comments and value there. And next onto that, then I'll look to see where I'm at with my customers and with my partners. I always make sure to reach out to 2 or 3 of my customers each and every day, and then at least 2 or 3 of my partners each and every day. And then that's the morning. And then from there, that's kind of that's your red zone. So have you ever heard of the saying the red zone and the green zone? So red zone, everybody else is at work. I'm at home doing my adding value, building rapport with people. And then when it's green zone time, that's when they're home and I can reach out to them. So I'm setting up appointment times so that I can reach out and talk to people in the evenings, send messages, find out where they're at, see if they're open to hearing about an opportunity, and go from there. But I always ask them if they're open, and I always give them an out, because I am married to the process and I've divorced the results. You have to stay.
That's awesome. Christian, do you have any favorite tools or presentations style? Or what is it that you would share maybe that has been helpful or successful in getting people, their interest peaked?
That's a great question, because it really depends a lot on that person too, right? Like, personality styles are so different. Some of my favorite tools definitely is our app, because it's so easy, so simple to use. We have some great presentations in the back there, so I can send those presentations. I love that one that now that we have from Tuck and Laura, that script one. I send that out. I did a makeshift video, I'll call it. I'll be very humbled by it because I have to work on that. But one of like just showing another oil going into water and how it sits on top, and then how our oil actually goes into the water. And I'll send people that because visual is really strong for them. So those are, our app is phenomenal. Once I get somebody interested though, the first place that I want to put them is into our Grown by Nature page, because it's so important to give them get validation from other people other than just yourself. So I use the ad tag message quite a bit with people, because it's so much easier for someone else to explain their testimonies.
Exactly, and it's perfect every time that way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. Absolutely. I know, Crystal, that, right? People, someone else.
Wonderful. I mean, that all makes total sense. You know, some people have a daily goal or a weekly goal, or maybe a number of prospects or contacts. Is that, do you formalize that, or is it pretty much free flowing with you? Do you have a set goal or not so much?
Oh no, I have a set goal. Yeah. Every night I have to look in the mirror and know I've met all my goals. So definitely five people a day. So I'm reaching out to five people a day. So it could be just getting those relationships started. It could be sending somebody to one of our tools, or it could be getting into the follow-up and to see if where we're going to go from there. But five people a day. And if it's bedtime and I haven't reached out to them, there's somebody awake in the world, so I will go find them.
That's not a girl. Most successful people I know, or actually I'll say virtually every successful person I know in this industry, does have goals, just like you talked about, whether it's 3, 5, 10, whatever it is, contacts, approaches on a daily basis. And doesn't make any difference where they're as successful as you are, a newbie or somebody who's been in the business 15 years. It's starting the new day pretty much. Exactly. You did a great job, really, by the way, of mining the resources of the people you have, but always, it's always built upon new blood, you know, new people. Wouldn't you agree? It's always about the new person, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Like, no one's more excited than the new person. And right. That just, you know, it just brings new oxygen into your blood again. So you want to find those new people and those that are willing to jump out of comfort zones. Like, there's a recipe for a good business partner, right?
Right.
Somebody who's driven, who's full, and is comfortable with being uncomfortable and trying new things. Right?
Well, very well stated. Yeah, one of my favorite things, I've probably said this a half a dozen times, but, you know, make new friends, but keep the old, one silver and one's gold, right? So just what you said, you're nurturing the flock, if you will, or the team you have, but always reaching out to add to it, right? And that's setting the example for everyone else. Awesome. All right. So you've prospected, let's say that someone is very interested. Okay, they haven't given you the credit card, haven't enrolled yet. But so the next thing, do you use three ways? How do you follow up with someone who's shown interest? What would be a methodology you use? Do you have one particular or a couple you like to use?
Well, I have a couple again too, depending on what. Because so if they're interested in the business, like you're saying, Jim. but if there's somebody who is more purpose driven, so they're doing the business, you know, because they want to gain purpose in life, I will use some 3 calls with people who are having phenomenal results with the products. So if it's somebody who is looking to replace an income or is, you know, wanting to build that side nest egg, so to say, or to put tires on the car, then I will introduce them to somebody, either to Jay Archer. I like to use Jay for those. And I'll introduce them to somebody else who's had success in the company as well. So it really depends on what they're looking for. And I think that's the important part. And number one is ask a lot of questions to find out, you know, what they're looking for and why they're doing it.
Exactly. I certainly agree with you. For the years that I've been in the field as a distributor and so forth, once you build up those relationships, like you're talking about with, you know, upline, sideline, whatever, and it can be someone that you can roll with too as well. It doesn't always have to be your upline. At least that's what I found. When they become more mature, I like to mix and match. You know, if I had a medical person, I might, you know, call upon you. You know, someone who could talk that language. You know, or if maybe it's a sports celebrity, or maybe someone who's involved with. Try to mix and match a little bit. You know, and then there's leaders like yourself that have a wide bandwidth, and you can talk to anybody. But I've also found what you just said is you kind of hit a nerve with me, is you can match the personality or the background with somebody whenever possible. That just is another little edge that really helps get that person more comfortable. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It does. Like, you know how the golden rule is, you know, treat people how you like to be treated. But honestly, the golden rule is treat people how they want to be treated.
Right. Pardon me for interrupting, but when I got involved, it was my goals, it was my desires, and I was trying to force my interest upon them. You know, I wanted it for me a little bit more than I wanted it for them. And then over the years, I learned that didn't work so well, you know, and it really changed my attitude, and I needed to change. Because again, you said you have that nurturing demeanor about you, but years ago, I learned the same thing. Took me a little while, but you're exactly right. Meet them where they're at, right? Whatever their goals are. So some people, it's not monetary. You know, it isn't. And you can try to force it down them, but they're not going to, they're going to spit it out. Now, that's just not their interest. And even though they may come around to that, but meet them, find out, like you said, ask the questions, and then try to satisfy those questions. And also, while you're satisfying those questions, it gives you insight into their personality and their wants and desires, right?
Exactly. Because you really do. You have to meet them where they're at. And you're right, Jim, because I've had partners who have been the big thinker, and I'm more of a detailed person, and we clashed. And it was really hard. Like, you know, we end up losing her in the business because it was just, she was so big thinking, but she couldn't get down to the details to help the rest of her team move on. So, you know, it's really matching it up and getting that nice mix.
Well, yes, you said, I love your demeanor. You who would like you, Crystal? You just have that nurturing, you know, I feel like you're trying to meet me where I'm at right now. You know, it's really great. All right, let me say, do you have a favorite product? It's okay. Is there one or maybe two that it's kind of your go-to product, one that you're really passionate about, or do you have more of a wide spectrum? We have all amazing products. All of them are fantastic. But do you have a little pet product that you really like the best?
Well, definitely the Remedy. Always the Remedy. That comes first. And then I would have to say it's a toss-up between, I'm looking at them. I have them over here with me. A toss-up between Base and Aura. It's the combination of the two. With my own health history, because with my tinnitus, the ringing in my ears, between the Remedy and the Aura, it just calms it through the days. So if anybody has any tinnitus that wants to talk to me about that, definitely. I would love to talk to people about what we have. So yeah, Remedy for sure.
Okay, so and again, this is maybe self-evident to everyone on the call, but not maybe so much maybe to a new person. But when you have a personal experience, you do or I do with a particular product or a couple of products, it's so easy to transfer that passion because you can't take that truth away from you, right? I mean, it's your experience. You know what I said? Someone with an experience is never at a disadvantage with someone with an argument. If it's your experience, right? You can't take it away from you, right? Just talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, and that's so true, because, and that's why I think, you know, when we're talking to people, we tend to end up leading with the product a lot, right? And you know what? Have them come on as customers first and build that, because everybody wants that proof for themselves. We can show them all those videos by Grown by Nature, right. Show them all the people having, you know, great effects with it, which really all it does is validate them to just try it. And once they try it and they love it, they're on it. We just had a customer turn into a partner last night for Louise Leroux in Airdrie, Alberta, because he loved the product and so he wanted to come on board. So, yeah.
I love that. I know we look like we may have lost your visual here for a minute, but I just love the fact when people get that experience, that personal experience within minutes or hours, that is so confirming. I mean, it's hard to take it away from them. Crystal, are you still with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. There you go. Okay, we're all back on here. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I couldn't see you there for a few minutes. All right. Not everybody experiences the product, but I think a whole lot of people do experience these impact products because that's how they were designed. They were designed to have really immediate gratification, if you will, for lack of another way of saying that, where people could witness the difference quickly with these products. And that is so great just to share them with so many people. Like I said, would you just try it? You know, would you just be willing to ingest it? You know, would you be based on the experience I've had or other people have had? So just getting them get out of their comfort zone a little bit, you know, and what if it did help you? What if it did give you, you know, right? I mean, you find that every day, right?
Exactly. And it's like, when we have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides not your, whatever health issue they have?
And, yeah, that's right. You know, that's what they have to lose. That's good. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I love that.
Yeah, and there's no objection from there because one of the things that we hear a lot of is like, oh, well, you know, it's a little bit more pricey than the others. And it's like, but let me tell you why. Let me tell you why first. And I will go into the uniqueness of how our product is made and how longer and lasting it is and how much faster the effects are. And it's like, now let's get you on this and see how you feel.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay, Crystal, let's say, let's walk through the process now. You had your, you know, a day in the life of Crystal Pets and you string the days together and you've got your goals and you're following your plan. Let's say that, I'm your newbie. I'm your newest enroll. I'm excited. I had a great experience with the product. I've just joined yesterday, late in the evening, and now we're having our follow-up call. All right. I'm assuming you always do follow-up with people, but what is your onboarding process? Give us just maybe a little overview or a synopsis of that. So what would you convey to me as quickly as possible? And how long would it take? And how does that work? What do I do next, Crystal?
Yeah. So if we were doing it, if we're doing it belly to belly, which I prefer to do, I've kind of met with everyone that I have brought on, and I will bring out number one, that duplication guide, and I'll show them like, here's the blueprint. So here's the step-by-step stuff. And then I'll ask them more big picture. So I try to mix the two. So it's like, if you could paint a picture of what your life could look like in 5 years, what would it be? Because I want to get to know we can start to move. So the duplication guide, I will give them the enrollment sheets for customer and for member so that they have those in front of them. And then I will give them that nice little pamphlet that we have to show them with all the products. And then I would say, okay, who are your top three people that we should reach out to tonight? I want to show you how our app works. So I want to show them how the app works. And then we get into them sending them out and going, oh, this was so easy. And that's kind of showing the simplicity of it. Don't overcomplicate it. So who would we first like to reach out to? How would you like to present this? I like to leave it open to them. I will suggest everything. I still believe in a lot of belly to belly. So it's like, can we have a launch? Let's bring your people over. We'll try some drinks. We'll have some fun. We'll show them what you have. We could do it through a Zoom if you want to do it that way. But we're going to do it. We're going to show your people. And it's not that we expect them to join you. We just want you to have someone to refer for you. So right. When you start looking at it that way, so I want to make sure they have that information in their hands, because that's what I want them to duplicate onto their next person.
Exactly.
That easy. Yeah.
People are always.
And then it's.
Go ahead. You go.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
No, go. You go.
Well, what I'm saying is what I learned early on again, but just back and forth, is that. It makes sense looking back, but it didn't make sense at the time. Was I memorized scripts, and I fire hose people, and I've made a lot of mistakes in this industry until I found out that simplicity really was the key. But here was something that I didn't realize that you, I know you do, but people are watching you the minute, or they're making an observation of you the minute that you contact them, and they'll remember how you contact them, what you said, how complicated was your presentation to them. You might not remember, but they will. And they'll make a determination sometimes. You know, Crystal was so polished, and she was so knowledgeable, and she told me so much information that was so great, except I could never do that. So you've got to remember that you're mentoring people from the first time you communicate them with them. Wouldn't you agree with that, Crystal? Have you had that? It's that aha moment.
From the moment you introduce them to the product, because I still remember how I signed up with this company and how my sister-in-law approached me and how she came up to meet me. I still remember that.
Right.
And that's, yes, you're absolutely right. And you don't want to be polished. Polish doesn't prove anything to anyone. That just it's hard on that person, because they look at you and they go, I can't do what you do. Right. So I like keeping things simple as much as I can. I like to stay authentic and real. I'm not by any means polished. And I love when I have people come up to me and go, I watched you on stage, and you know what? I could do that. I could do what you do. And I'm like, yes, you could. And you could do it probably 300 times better.
Well, it's a simple process duplicated over and over and over again. But that's right. It's fine that, and I would role play with people, with my upline and different people when I got involved. And I say, let's just role play. Let's see how this works, you know. And is that simple enough? Is that real? Is that transparent? Is it authentic? You know, that type of thing. Just get used to doing that. I used to give presentations to my dog, you know, and to my 3-year-old son, you know, and they'd laugh at me, you know, and it'd be funny. They'd slam the door. Anyway, I remember, make it fun. I tried. You have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, but once you do, you can make it fun. You really can, because you have something that people need, right? Anyway,
exactly.
It's exciting. Okay, so that's anything else in the onboarding process? How important is it, do you think, that they understand the compensation plan in every detail, for example? You know, there's some business-oriented people. I got to understand every way I get paid and every nickel. How important do you think that is to the detail? I know it's important how you get paid, but what kind of detail do you go in on the compensation plan, just as a question?
So when I go in, that's a great question, because no, you don't need to know that. You try to explain that and you will lose them for sure, because it's more, they're so overwhelmed already. So,
right.
You know, coming on, they're already overwhelmed. You want to just take baby steps with it. So when it comes to the comp plan, it's like, okay, so how we get paid? Well, we get paid, you know, this much per selling a product to a customer, right? Preferred customers are better. Those are your residual incomes. And this is how much you would get for bonuses when you bring in new partners. And this is what that will help to build your residual income over time.
Right.
So let's get started. That's it. Like, I don't want to overcomplicate. We got time. We just joined into a journey hand in hand. We're going to be in it for quite a few years. We got time to go through the rest of it.
Well, I had a crusty gentleman who was my sponsor 30 years ago, and I asked that same question as an analytical architect. I wanted to understand everything and dissect the compensation plan. He said, look, Jim, he said, here's how you make your first sale. Go do that 3 or 4 times, and when you get your first check, bring it to me, and I'll explain to you how you earned all of your commissions. That's what he told me. And go sell something, you know. I'll explain it to you. And I always remember that, Crystal. I mean, he was a loving guy. He just had kind of a crusty way of presenting things, that he had already been in the industry 25 years when I met him. And so he learned through the process. But it's so interesting. Listen, 25 minutes is just flown by here. Is there anything, or not anything, but what would you right now say to someone on a call that maybe it was their very first call? Okay, maybe they just joined as a member of Gemini, and this is their first Mindset Monday, and they're hearing a wonderful professional and a wonderful person like you. But what would you say to that person? Again, maybe I'm that person. I'm the first. What would you say to that person who just joined Gemini? What would be your takeaway or your message to them tonight?
Okay. Well, it'd be congratulations and welcome to the team. Start there. And number one, don't overcomplicate it. Ask lots of questions to your upline, to your peers. Recruit yourself every day. So use the product every day, build your testimony, recruit yourself every day. And remember that you are in a relationship building business, not a relationship breaking business. So when you talk to somebody and you tell them how excited you are about your products, just see if they are open to hearing more about it. If not, no big deal. Because when you do that, they will want to, if you ask them if they're open, don't ask if they're interested, ask if they're open. Everybody wants to be open. So they will listen to something that you have.
I love that, Crystal. Ask if they're open and recruit yourself every day. That's my two takeaways from what you just said. Recruit yourself. I love that. Recruit yourself every day and ask if they're open. Awesome. Awesome. Crystal, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Everything you did, you know, there's a lot of takeaways. I've made a lot of notes. I always do, but I have a page full of notes of just little tidbits that you shared. And thank you so much for taking the time out this evening to share all your wisdom and your delightful personality with all of us tonight on the call. Thank you again.
Thank you, Jim, for asking. I've been honored and had a lot of fun tonight.
That goes both ways. I appreciate it very much. All right, I'm going to invite someone you've already mentioned already on the call to come in, and I'd like to say put a bow on these calls. So, Mr. Jay Archer. Jay, are you in the house?
I am. Crystal, that was awesome. You know, I'll tell you, I've known Crystal for quite a while, and the biggest thing I get, I learn something from her every time I listen, but I can tell you one thing about her that I love so much is her heart. You know, I know just like everybody else, money's an interest, but she wants to help people. And, you know, we've got so many people like that, and she's just a huge heart. Thank you so much, Crystal. Some takeaways I got that I loved. First of all, dedication. Doing something every day, hit 5 people. You know what? Just think about this. If everybody in your organization did that, your kids would not have to work, and you would change millions and millions and millions of lives. So take away that, because that is big. Also, this was awesome. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, if everything is, I can tell you, even now, you know, I own the company. Every time before I get on a call, I'm a little nervous. Every single time. You know what? Because you care. So, you know, I get nervous. A lot of people are like, really? You? And I'm on call all day long. Every single time, I'm a little bit nervous. So, you know, you're right. Get comfortable being uncomfortable. And the people that get comfortable being uncomfortable are going to change more lives than everybody else. Also, ask questions. That's huge. Instead of, you know, telling somebody, oh, this is going to be great for your pain. Well, you know what? I'm 19 years old. I don't have any pain. But I have anxiety and depression. but you just talked 5 minutes about pain, which for me, I talk about pain all the time because I had pain.
Right.
You are so right there. Ask questions. And also, big thing is put them on with somebody that they can relate to. So if I'm looking for somebody that knows medicine, I'm putting them on with Crystal. Something else. If you've got somebody that's interested in making a little bit of money, never hurts. You got somebody, you know, let's say you have a 25-year-old kid or 25-year-old kid. That's not a real kid anymore, but for me it is. That turn around and might have made, you know, $500 their first month. You know what? Get them on the call with people. Start using their three ways and say, instead of product, what did you do to make $500 this month? So you know, just big things like that. I got a lot from this, Crystal. Thank you so much, Jim. The two of y'all were great together. We've got something special, and it's getting better by the day. So anyway, I'll leave it at that and turn it back over to you, Jim.
Well, thanks, Jay. You always do a fantastic job pulling the call together. And as I say, putting that bow on the top of the great present that we just had this evening. Nice job yourself, partner. I'm going to tell you, we're right at our moment here of signing off. But before I hang up and close out the call, I'm going to give you a sneak peek and a preview of coming attractions. This coming attraction is coming tomorrow. I have it on great report from Jeff Fearfort that when you go and log into your back office tomorrow morning, you're going to see some things in the back office on the dashboard, information that you have been asking for, wanting, and that Jeff's been doing everything he could, along with you, Jay, and Bill, to get it happening. And tomorrow is Jim Anderson's opinion of when you're going to see that. So I just want to tell you, get excited because I'm going to get a little Christmas present early this year with Jim and I. Tomorrow morning, take a look at it. Actually, you can look at it tonight, but it'll be tweaked and brought to fruition probably early afternoon tomorrow, but you're going to be able to see some things in your back office, and our dashboard's going to help you grow and manage your business to the next level. So I'm really, really excited about that. Jay, you want to punctuate that?
Definitely get on it. And I think there's going to be a lot of excited people to see it because it's going to help you manage your business and see where you need to be to get to the next rank. It's also going to let you help you see your downline and where they need to be to get to their next rank. So this had nothing to do with me. That's not my work. Jeff's been working a little behind off. So every time you try to get a hold of him, he's like, I'm on the phone with the programmers. But anyway, it's finally here and I'm excited to see it.
Well, me too. We all are. Listen, thank you, Jay Archer. Thank you, Crystal. I thank every one of you for being on the call tonight. I have an awesome week with Gemini. God bless you. And keep those sales and assurings are coming. It's going to be well worth it to you. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Great job, Crystal.
Blank is round like a ball and shows the whole room.